Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey, hey, everybody. Hello and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. I'm so glad that you have joined me here today, tonight, today, depending on what time zone you're in. Here on the East Coast, it's 8 p.m. or 5 after 8 at the time, and we're freezing, although not as freezing as some states like Minneapolis or Minnesota. Oh, you guys have been so cold out there. I hope that you get some warmth soon. I know it's wintertime, but this seems really early for me anyway. It seems like this is just way too early. So I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm freezing. And though I worked outside for 26 years and I loved it, and winter was actually my favorite time of the year, Since this is now my second winter of not having to be outside, generally, well, I do have to be outside now because I have to take my brother's dog out, of course. And for those of you who listen, know that my brother passed away in August, and now I'm caretaker of his 12-pound little precious button, and her name is Alice. So I'll post pictures of her, actually. I did post a picture of her this week on Facebook. I'll be sure to post a picture of her on my Intuitive page, too. She is the cutest little thing, and she is the product of what was my mother's Pomeranian and my brother James's miniature pincher accident. She's 15 years old, and my mom passed away in 2002. And so having lost both my brother and my mom, who this dog is a part of both of them, is so, so special to me. And I'm so blessed and so grateful that she has come into my life and come to live with her auntie. So I do have to go outside now, even though it's freezing cold. So I got one winter off, because I had lost both of my dogs. It'll be 2 years ago in February. And I didn't lose them at the same time. I lost them 6 months apart. But so last winter, I had retired a year ago October, and I had no dogs. And if it was cold out and I didn't want to go outside, I didn't go out. So I thought, at least I have another winter where if I choose not to go out because it's cold, I don't have to. Well, God or creator or the universal powers or whatever you want to call it had a different plan for me. And now I have little Alice and I am having to go back outside. And I give away a lot of my outdoor clothing to be outside for long periods of time, because I had accumulated things over the years working outside for the Postal Service where, you need special gear to be warm when it's 15 degrees out with a wind chill of minus 10. But I had given away, a lot of my things to friends who were in the post office who, I know could use them and other people and such. And now I'm so regretting not keeping some of it because I don't have the proper gear to be outside. And my blood has gotten thin since I'm not used to being outdoors in the cold anymore. Yesterday I had on two sweaters, socks, which I never wear socks, but I had on socks, two sweaters, a pair of jeans on top of that, a down vest and a down jacket just to walk around the block. Oh my God, I'm getting wimpy since I'm not outside all the time. So wherever you are in the world, I hope that your weather is enjoyable. I know some people love snow, and there's been plenty of that across the United States this past week. In places that often don't usually get snow. I have friends in Virginia who have sent up some great pictures of snowmen they've built and the horses playing in the snow, but they're not used to that weather either. So wherever you are, we'll hope for good weather, at least for Christmas. So let's get all the bad weather done with now, and then we'll program out to the universe that we have all good weather for Christmas week. How's that sound? Yay, I love it. We can do that, Moving weather is easy. Someday I'll have a show on that, maybe. Actually, it'll probably have to be a class because it would be tricky to explain on the radio. So it would have to be a class. So that's in the works. So speaking of in the works, Monday and Tuesday next week, the 16th and 17th, I am having an open house from 5 to 8 on Monday and Tuesday. I have a number of practitioners coming in who are friends and colleagues who are going to be open for, doing mini sessions and things like that. So we will be here from 5 to 8 p.m. We have Sage Crystal Healer coming with her fabulous, amazing quartz crystals, clear quartz crystals, which she hand mines. And they are, her crystals are treated in a way that you do not see normally with other people where you buy crystals. Because crystals are living things just like you are, you and I. And when crystals are dug from the earth, they really go into a sleeping process. Just like when you go to the dentist and he puts you to sleep because you're going to have some kind of work done in your mouth that could be painful, or if you're having surgery, they put you to sleep. Well, the crystals do the same thing. They have this innate knowing, and they go to sleep. And the crystals have to be woken back up once they are harvested, and they need to be washed, and there's a whole process of crystal mining, and then what happens after you get the crystals out of the earth. And Sage Crystal Healer, it does things in the correct and loving way for the crystals. And she so cares for her crystals, and she actually sings them back to life. So you really get a phenomenal piece when you get a crystal from Sage Crystal Healer. And I have this monster necklace, clear quartz, that I have gotten from her, that everybody, when they see me wear that necklace, they just want to grab it. Because I have actually had people grab it, which leads me to a point. All of you people out there who have the inclination to grab or touch someone's crystal, please, crystals have the energy imprint of their owner, and they're very sensitive, and they pick up everybody else's energy. So don't touch someone else's crystal without permission. So that's that with the crystals. And we have some EFT practitioners coming in. I'm not positive, but I think Terry Wilderman may be joining us. Also Sarah Leary. And I will be here, of course. And we will have, I'm going to have a raffle. Alchemy of the Earth products will be displayed, and they are at special holiday sale prices. And there will be crystals available for sale, and also gift certificates and so forth. And my gift certificates for readings or counseling sessions with me will be at a special holiday price that is just for my radio show listeners and my Facebook fans. So if you are in the Rhode Island area, you know, come on down, come and meet us, come and play with some crystals and have a good time, experience some EFT. We're going to do some meditations. It's going to be a really great time. So come Monday or come Tuesday or come both days. And, you know, if you'd like to, there's no charge for admission, but if you'd like to make a donation, that's great. Otherwise, just come and have a good time and, you know, experience some great practitioners and some fabulous all-natural body products, which I have to say are fabulous because they're mine. No, but not just because that, because, you know, I'm not a braggy kind of person. There's been so much great feedback on my products, everything from, you know, the body butter clears up eczema. And, of course, I'm not making that claim. I just can say what customers have given feedback on. So I don't claim that it does that. But I know that some people have had experienced that. And I know for me, if I have a breakout on my face, I use what I call magic mud, a.k.a. shave bomb, and when I wake up the next morning, my face is clear. It's fabulous. Anyway, so come on down Monday and Tuesday, or Monday and Tuesday, the 16th and 17th from 5 to 8, and my office is at 1512 Main Road, Tiverton, Rhode Island, 02878. So come on down and have a great time. Have good fun. Meet some fabulous practitioners. Oh, so let's see. Our topic tonight, holiday hoo-ha and how to handle holiday stress. How to have a less stressful holiday. Well, there's lots of ways that you can do that. And one thing that I have found that really works for me is decided many, many years ago when my children were smaller that it was just too difficult to try to fit all the holiday visiting in on one day because we have a big family where my former husband, you know, of course we had his parents and then we had my mother and then my father and then my grandmother and then my great-grandmother. So that was five different houses. And, you know, when the kids are little, they just want to play with their toys and play with their stuff. They don't want to open their presents and then 5 minutes later have to get dressed and hurry up and get out the door. Well, I also, for 8 years, owned a florist shop. I actually opened the florist shop a year and a half before my youngest son was born. So my kids grew up in the florist shop for 8 years, and we were opened on Christmas Day from 9 to noon. It was crazy, my idea, but my former husband insisted that, you know, we had to grab the money from the Christmas people. Now, it's all a personal choice. For me, I felt that if people hadn't gotten their flowers at that point, then I felt, you know, really sorry for them, but I didn't feel like I needed to compromise my family's and my children's Christmas because somebody forgot to pick up flowers or somebody forgot to get a gift. So plan ahead. That's a big thing. Plan ahead. We all have only so much time in the day, and especially this time of year, depending on what your job is or just having more responsibilities in the house, having company, things like that, it puts more time constraints on your normal schedule. So really plan your day out well. And, of course, things happen. Your plan might get upset. You have to change things, but that's okay. At least if you have a plan to start with, then in a better place. So another tip is to make lists, and that goes with planning. For so many years, it's a funny story. When I see something I like for somebody during the year, I'll pick it up. And I have a terrible memory for whatever reason. We don't really know. I've had all types of medical testing and, you know, nothing. And I always say that, you know, well, I had a car accident, and so I have amnesia from that, which I did have a car accident, but I don't think necessarily that the amnesia was from the car accident, because this has gone on for years before that. But I really, really have a memory problem. For example, I will run into someone who I should know, and they know me, but I have no idea who they are. So if that ever happens, I apologize ahead of time. It's really that my brain just, it fall out of it like, you know, water falls through a colander, through a sieve, just leaks right out. And I don't know why, but anyway, I think sometimes it's good because it can keep me in the moment and not worry so much about, you know, nonsense things. But then again, you know, I have my share of that too, which we'll talk about in a minute. So making lists, and why this is important. Well, for me, it's important because I often don't remember things. I can generally remember the things I'm going to the grocery store for the most part, because, you know, it's just myself and my boyfriend, depending on where I'm at, and my son when he's home from college. So it's not a big shopping list, grocery shopping list. So I can usually remember that. But a really funny story is, like it was starting to say that when I see something during the year that I think someone would like for Christmas or maybe a birthday present, I'll buy it and I'll put it in what I call the Prezi box. So I have a tote, you know, Tucker tote, whatever, the plastic tote, and I throw things in there during the year, and that's my Prezi box. And 1 year, I gave my stepmother a Mickey Mouse watch because she loved Mickey Mouse, which she thought was fantastic. And that was over 15 years ago, and she's still wearing the watch, by the way. Well, I thought it was such a great gift the next year. I bought another Mickey Mouse watch and gave it to her, not remembering I had given her a Mickey Mouse watch the year before. So it was pretty funny when she opened the package and there was another Mickey Mouse watch. At least they were in different colors. One was gold and one was silver. So she could have one for different outfits. So make a list. And, you know, not only does making a list help you remember things, because for me, when I get it down on paper, then typically I am more apt to remember than if I don't. But it also organizes and prearrange things without having to try to remember, oh my gosh, have I done this? Have I gotten this? Have I, you know what I mean? So make lists if you have to make, if you're a cookie maker, you know, make sure you have all the ingredients that you need in stock in your home. If you don't, you know, go through and make a list of everything that you need to pick up so next time you're in the market, you can pick up those things. So whether it's a list for your making cookies or for your regular grocery shopping or for gift buying, gift cards, holiday meals, all that, make the lists and keep them in a special spot because otherwise you may lose them like I do. So I have it was a calendar book at one point that I had gotten from Barnes & Noble, and the calendar was a couple, you know, it was past due, so I pulled the calendar pages out, and I have this nice leather cover that has a little closure to it. So I keep all my, and my coupons and stuff in there. While I'm taking a pause here, I was just seeing who's in the chat room. I want to say hey to you guys in the chat room. Thanks for joining me. And if you would like to call in and speak with me tonight, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. All right, so let's get back to making lists. The other thing that making lists really helps to do is free up brain space so you don't have to obsess with what you have to remember to buy, what you need to get organized, things like that. Get it on paper, then you know that you have it on paper, and then you'll remember, and it helps for your brain to relax when you go to sleep at night, when you go to bed at night. Because otherwise, you just lay there and your mind spins around and around and around and around. Now, you know, for those of you out there with smartphones, of course, you can put your list right in your smartphone. And then you don't have to worry about where that piece of paper is with your list on it. For me, I have to write it down. So I need to have my paper list. And that's why I have my little leather folder that I can keep all my little lists in. For some reason, writing it down for me solidifies it. All right. We're going to go back to that in 1 minute. I want to just touch on some astrology for this week. I usually do that right in the beginning of the show, but I'm changing it up a little bit today. And, you know, we're in Sagittarius. The sun is in Sagittarius right now. And Sagittarians love to have fun, and you can't pin them down. So I think that's, I have a little bit of that going on today. I must have some Sag touching my chart because I'm not following my regular sequence. So the next couple of weeks are going to be wild and crazy astrologically. So be prepared because things are really picking up speed, and expect that everybody is going to be more sensitive because that's normal around the holidays anyway. However, because of several different planetary alignments that are coming into place, it's going to be even more so. And these alignments can lead to, put together, can lead to real overwhelm. So as we're shifting right now from a time, the last several months, the planets have asked us to really be on an inward journey and to look within. And now we just have had Uranus come out of retrograde. I'm trying to see if I have, make sure I have my notes right here. And it is now wanting us to individualize, but with unity also while we individualize, it also wants us to be in unity, in diversity, and move through the diversity with more creativity to allow the creativity to expand in new ways. So expect sudden aha moments to come when the planet is in retrograde. It is intending for us to look internally and to become awakened. Now that the planet has gone direct, in other words, the Earth, we've moved past the planet now, so the planet is moving forward. Now we will be projecting that inner self that we've been looking at for the last 3 or 4 months. We'll be projecting that out into the world and into the universe. So be sure not to get lost in the wild and craziness of the holidays and the wild and craziness of the planetary alignments that we have coming up. Remember, to witness all of it all around you, even witness your own self as if, you know, it's someone else looking from outside in. Center. You want to be really balanced the next 3 weeks because things can really get out of control quickly these next couple of weeks. So remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed, you've got so much to do, you feel like there's so little time, somebody in the grocery store maybe wasn't nice, you have a family member who you've had a disagreement with, so forth, take a nice deep breath. And as you take a nice deep breath, feel the breath go into your body, center yourself within your heart, feel your knowing go into your heart, and say, I am in a place of love. I am in gratitude for the diversity in my life. I am in a place of love. I am centered and in balance. How's that? I just came up with that off the top of my head. So I don't know if I can repeat it. let me try. I am in a place of love as you're breathing in the peace. I am in a place of gratitude. I am in gratitude for the diversity in my life. I am centered and I am balanced. And a nice deep breath in. And a big exhale out. See how quick that was? Just to bring your energy from out scattered around among the universe, around your family, around your town or city or state or country or whatever. You just bring it in. Bring it on home. Bring it back to the heart, back to center, back to the place of balance. Because when you're balanced, you can't fall over, right? But if you're off keel or out of balance, it's really easy to get pushed over or to fall over metaphorically and physically. For people who have balance problems, you know how hard it is to stay upright. I had vertigo the week that my brother passed away, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't stand up straight if you gave me $1 million, and that was the most horrible feeling in the world. So be balanced. Come back into center. Come into your heart and know that whatever's going on in your life, especially the challenges, this too shall pass, because life only changes. It never stays stagnant or the same. So remember, saying, this too shall pass, so be it. So this week we have a full moon coming up in Gemini. And Gemini is really the magician. So you want to really be mindful this next week. The full moon is on Tuesday. Not to get lost in self-delusion, because it's really easy to do when you have the tricky Gemini out there in the full moon and the other things that we have going on planetarily wise. So, you know, from today going right on through Tuesday, remember that the trickster is up in the sky, the magician. So don't get lost in self-delusion. Be real, okay? And be kind. It's always good to be kind, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Let's see. Remember, if you're in a situation that you're feeling overwhelmed, you can compartmentalize everything. So you can visualize, draw a big box on a piece of paper. So you have a box. And then draw a line down the middle of the box. Well, now you have two sections of the box. So you could have some things on one section and some things in the other section. Then if you draw another line, now you have three sections of the box and another line, four. And you can go on and on and on and on. So remember, in real life, when you do this in this time and space of molecular structure, with atoms and protons and neutrons and so forth, there's always space in between them, no matter how small the segments get. They never touch. So keep in mind that if in your mind you can keep space between yourself and the hoo-ha, it can't touch you. It can't reach you, because remember, the space between the atoms, the protons, the neutrons, it doesn't touch. There's this gravity or sort of that pulls them together, but they don't actually touch. So even though we're all connected through this gravitational pull, through families, through friendship, through work environments, remember, we are also separate. And sometimes you need to say no, and it's okay. No is a word that is acceptable. You do it with, you know, in kindness. You're invited to a party that you really maybe don't have time to go to, or you don't want to go to. You have other things that you need to do, whatever the reasons are. It is acceptable to politely say, thank you so much for the invitation. However, at this time, I have to say no, or I choose to say no. Don't make excuses. Just say, thank you so much for the invitation, but I won't be coming, okay? Plain and simple. You won't hurt people's feelings that way. Keep it real. Keep it honest. And people can accept that. So remember, keep it real. Let me just go back to my studio here and see what's going on, because sometimes I get carried away and forget to check if there are people on the line. There are people asking questions in the chat. And I'm just typing a quick message in the chat room. And while I am doing that, let's see. What are some other things that you can do to help you through the holiday season? Well, some breathing exercises are a great thing. And I do those with you guys pretty often. Practically every show I do at least a little quick breathing meditation sort of thing. And meditation doesn't have to be, hours and hours. A form of meditation, you can meditate when you're doing the dishes, when you're taking a shower, when you're making the bed, when you're, not while you're driving the car. Please do not meditate while you're driving the car, although I've had really good meditations at stoplights. So you can grab a quick meditation or a quick moment of silence, a quick moment of gratitude. You don't even have to call it meditation. Just a quick moment of, and it can shift your whole energy, your whole attitude, and then the world doesn't seem to quite be so bad. Serve. Really be an observation about what you're thinking, especially about people or relatives who will be at your holiday gatherings and events. And catch yourself when you're in the moment thinking something that is not kind or positive, and stop it. Just stop it. And allow yourself, or make yourself, find even one positive thing in your mind to replace the judgment or negativity. Say, for example, there's an in-law or possibly a former in-law who comes to your holiday gatherings who you really have a hard time tolerating, and maybe even the whole family has a hard time tolerating. And you've got this playing around in your head while this person is saying, talking, maybe droning, going on and on and on. You know, we all have them, people who dominate the conversation, people who maybe it's all about them, people who are very opinionated or bossy. We've all experienced it. We all have them. So as you're sitting there or standing there thinking, oh, what a blah, 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 take a breath and notice something positive about this person. Maybe they have pretty eyes. Maybe they have a nice manicure. Possibly, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be necessarily something about their mannerisms or the way they present themselves, but it could be something as simple as, oh, well, she had a nice wax job on her eyebrows, so to say. And the same thing for the guys, you know. Oh, he's got a nice haircut. Well, that reframes the mind, and it stops you from being in that negative judgmental mind activity. It's a really fascinating and it's an awesome technique, and it sounds really easy to do. Sometimes it takes a while to develop the habit of getting into the positive thinking. If you can make this change in your life and get into a habit of positive thinking, it will change your life. So ask yourself the question, how useful is it for me to think or believe this way? If it's not very useful, if it causes you stress, change your thinking. It has nothing to do with the other person at all. No matter how annoying they seem to be, it has nothing to do with them. It's all about you, and it's your choice. See, how many tips is that? We've had quite a few already. So if you're rushing around and you're feeling stressed out, remember, there's no value in rushing. Stop rushing. Slow it down. Slow down your thinking. Even walk a little bit slower. Take a deep breath. If you're in a place in the world or the country where you still have flowers in bloom, or maybe there's flowers in the store, take a second and smell the flowers. Anything that can bring you back into the moment instead of rushing around in your head of what I need to do. So become really present. Notice all the details around you. You know, look at the trees or the, you know, if you're outside, look at the shape, describe it to yourself in your head, what kind of features it has. This helps to center you and brings your attention back to the present moment. If you're in the store, you can do the same thing. You could notice the display and what's on the display. So oftentimes we walk by things and we don't really see what's on there. So just stop for a moment, because there's no point in being in fear from the past or from the present, but there's no value in running into the future with the fears of things that haven't happened yet, or bringing along the fears from the past that have already gone by that you can't change. And sometimes when we change our perspective of those fears that have happened, in those things that have happened in the past that perhaps have made us fearful in some way or another, if you have a slight change of point of view or perspective, all of a sudden that thing turns into, from something positive, negative to something positive. I've talked about this several times in the last couple of months on the show, and it's really amazing how it can happen. So be present right now. Focus on the immediate task at hand and not what you have to do tomorrow or next week or even, you know, in an hour. You know, of course, it's important to plan ahead, but focus on what you're doing in the moment. So when you're planning ahead, plan ahead, make your lists. That's your planning. And then stay in the moment. Let the lists do their work and allow your mind to come back to the present moment. My time goes by so fast with you guys. We only have 17 minutes to go. Oh, my God. So before I run out of time, I want to let you guys know how to find me when I'm not on the air. And you can best find me on Facebook page, as you guys all know, I'm sure. If you're a first-time listener, then you don't know. But for those of you who have listened to the show before, you know my Facebook public page is a long one. And it is Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer Animal Communicator Inspirational Teacher Cynthia Fontaine. And that's just some of what I do. I teach. I'm also certified in past life regression through Brian Weiss. I'm an angel healer, a Reiki master. I'm a shaman by two tribes. My goodness, what else? I am an ordained minister. So if any of you guys have any wedding vows that you would like to have blessed, or if you're getting married, or would like to have a baby blessed, or things like that, I'm available. All right, so that's how you find my public page. You have a hard time finding my public page. My private page is cynthiafontaine.142. Although I have to tell you that, and I say this every week, nothing happens on my private page. Everything you guys want to see is on my public page. So like my public page, and you guys will be kept in the loop of what's going on. Okay, so that, and you can follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. The best way to reach me is either message me directly through Facebook or go to my website, which is www.cynthiafontaine.com, and send me a contact request form, because the contact request form comes directly into my inbox, and I see those. If you email me a direct email, then it goes into my filtered folders, and I get so many hundreds of emails a day that oftentimes I miss emails if it goes into my filtered mail. So send me a contact request form from my website, and I will be sure to see that. So I have a fantastic holiday sale going on right now. This does not happen normally. I don't know if it'll ever happen again. So for my fabulous radio show listeners and my Facebook friends, who I love you guys, I really mean that. I really, really do. You guys give me the energy to keep coming back week after week and day after day on Facebook just to say, hey, how's it going out there? So right now through December 31st, I am offering 30-minute readings for $50 is one-third off the regular price. That does not happen often. And, you know, prices go up every year. So take advantage of that if you can. That is for a phone reading or for a Skype reading. I'm also offering a gift certificate package. If you purchase four 30-minute readings or coaching sessions, you can use them for either. For $50 each, you get the fifth one for free. Now, normally my 30-minute sessions are $75. So if you add that all together for five sessions, that would be $350. Only through December 31st, and you will not see this offer again this next year, I'm offering five sessions with me. You buy four for $50 each for $200. I will give you a fifth session for free. So five 30-minute sessions for $200. It's a fantastic deal. You can give them as gifts. You can keep them for yourself. You can use them for coaching. Now, remember, for readings, I limit how many readings per year each individual person can have because it's up to you to manage your everyday life. It's up to me to show you where the boulders are, where the big things are in your life. When you read people too much, then you get into micromanaging their life, and it's not healthy for them or you. Coaching sessions are totally different. And if you have questions about that, send me a contact request form, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. Alchemy of the Earth. If you haven't checked out Alchemy yet, please check it out. alchemyoftharth.com. Check out Alchemy of the Earth's first holiday sale because this is Alchemy's first holiday. Yay! I launched Alchemy in April, or my son launched Alchemy in April, and had fabulous, tremendous feedback. And the positive energy spray, which AKA also is known as Aura Clearing Spray, is my huge seller, and it has actually been out of stock for several weeks. Partly that is to do with a manufacturer problem with the bottles with shipping, but I will have them in stock for the open house. I'm praying. I know they will definitely be here for the open house on Tuesday. Monday, the box is supposed to arrive on Monday because again it was delayed. So I will be packaging my little fingers away. Hopefully it'll get here Monday morning. And I will be packaging the way to have the positive energy, a.k.a. Aura Spray, ready for you guys to pick up. So come on over Monday or Tuesday or both. Enjoy some holiday cheer. Meet some great practitioners. See some fabulous crystals and sample Alchemy of the Earth body products. And pick up some great gifts or things for yourself at super holiday prices. And I will have gift certificates available. And I'm really looking forward to this. So I hope that I'll see a lot of you guys here. Oh, my goodness. We only have 8 minutes left. Holy cow. Where does the time go? So I think that's all the housekeeping for now. Pretty sure it is. Okay, so let's get back to holiday hoo-ha and how to handle the holiday stress. As far as making lists and note-taking, it's a really good idea to keep a pen and paper by the side of your bed. Of course, you have to have some kind of light source. So if you don't have a night lamp that you can flip on, they do sell pens that have lights built into them, where when you press the pen, the light comes on so you can see what you're writing. It's a great investment for, you know, a few dollars if you don't have a way to turn the light on. Or maybe you have a little nightlight. So if you think of something while you're in bed and you get a great idea, or you forgot to write something down before you go to bed, have a little pad of paper, have the pen by your bedside, and jot it down. And again, it helps your mind. It gives your mind the space to relax so you can go to sleep or go back to sleep more quickly. You can become really good at writing in the dark. So breathe. Remember, breathe. Nice, big, deep breaths starting in your belly, filling up your lungs from the bottom, and then blowing the air all the way out from the top down. And as you exhale, you pull your belly button in as far as you can, all the way to your spine, to get all the toxins that accumulate at the bottom of your lungs, get those up and out. Because we tend to be such shallow breathers that if you don't make a habit of doing some nice, really deep breathing, those toxins get lodged in the bottom of your lungs and it just stays there and starts to get all junked up and can really cause health problems. So you want to get that stuff up and out, especially if you've been a smoker in the past or anything like that. And by shallow breathing, it also stops us from getting enough oxygen. And we're so oxygen deprived because our air isn't really clean anymore and we breathe shallow. So our brain's not getting enough oxygen, and oxygen helps your brain relax and keep calm. The brain loves and needs oxygen. So remember, breathe, big, deep belly breaths. Fill those lungs up as big as you can, and then exhale all the way out. If you have to write yourself a note to remember, put a note in your car, on your desk, on the fridge, on the bathroom mirror, whatever. Remember, breathe, or just the word breathe. I have the breathe around. I used to. I don't anymore, honestly, because now I'm in the habit of it. And I don't need to remind myself anymore because I do it regularly. But if you aren't in the habit of that, give yourself a note. You guys are going to be really good note takers in the next couple of weeks. So another thing to be really good at is be a good finder. Remember, whatever happens, whoever pushes your buttons, because our families tend to be especially good at that, or friends that you've had for a long time. But anyway, we all have people in our lives who are fabulous pushing our buttons. So your button gets pushed. Now what do you do with it? Well, you might want to put on a funny pair of glasses in your mind. And my friend Amanda Gore, who I absolutely love, calls them her gratitude glasses. So put on your gratitude glasses and reframe in your mind everything that happens or everything that is said, and find something good in it, because there has to be something good in it somewhere. It's all perception and perspective. No matter how many buttons are pushed or how they're pushed, if you look hard enough, you can find one little tiny thing that has something good in it. And breathe. Okay, we are, let's see, let me check the time. Oh my goodness, we only have 3 minutes left. Oh, okay, let me just go quickly over and make sure I got all my notes of how to help get through the holidays. Oh, the biggest thing, laugh like you've never laughed before. So if things are getting too serious, if you are getting too spun up in trying to get everything done, and it could just be spun up in your mind, doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're running around like a lunatic, but your mind could be running around and be spun up. Watch a comedy. Turn on YouTube. Watch a video clip that's funny. Play with a child. You have children around you. You have somebody's child you can borrow to play with. You know, get over and play with your neighbor's kid for a while. Maybe they need to have a cup of coffee and you can be playing Legos on the floor or something. You have a pet. Play with your pet. So do something that gets your mind off of the spin and start laughing. We used to watch growing up, oh, my grandfather would always have on the Three Stooges. Now, of course, in 2013, they are highly politically incorrect. But I'll tell you, back then, over 40 years ago, I'll say, when I was a kid, political correctness didn't count. And they did some pretty funny things. So find something funny and laugh. Laugh out loud. Laugh to yourself. Laugh until your face hurts. Good thing. Okay, I think that was the last bit that I wanted to give you on that. So we have less than 2 minutes left. So we're going to do just a really quick breathing exercise. And again, you guys find me on Facebook, Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Inspirational Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. It's my public page, so please like my public page. Take advantage of my holiday specials through my website, www.cynthiafontaine and www.alchemyoftheearth.com. Please note that I could not put shipping in on my Alchemy website for whatever reason, so there is a flat rate shipping charge of $10.95, or you can pick up. Okay, so I love you guys. Let's do some breathing for about 40 seconds here. Okay, feet flat on the floor. If you're driving the car, you can still do this, but keep your eyes open. We're not doing a meditation here. We're just doing some deep, relaxing breathing, okay? So feet flat on the floor, and you're going to take a nice deep breath in, first expanding your belly, and then allowing the air, the breath, to come into your lungs, starting from the bottom of your lungs, filling them all the way to the top, and then a big exhale out. And as you exhale, make an audible sound. So exhale out. Ah. Ah is a great sound. It signals the brain to relax. So when you're doing your inhalations, your breathing, say ah as you're exhaling. I have 5 seconds left. I love you guys. I will see you next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my purpose, everything will feel gorgeous.
I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.